Joined right now by an outside linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. He is now entering his sixth NFL season. You might recall he was selected with the fifth pick overall in 2018 out of NC State by the Broncos. He is a two-time Pro Bowler, coming off a year where he had 8 sacks. He had 5 tackles for loss last season. The Dolphins are opening up the year at the Chargers on September 10th. We are joined by Bradley Chubb. Bradley, it's good to have you on. How are you?
What's going on? It's good to be on the show.
It's good to have you on the show. So talk to me for a minute about your offseason. How did it treat you? For instance, other than like general maintenance and training, did you do anything interesting or different to reset yourself for the coming season?
Nothing typically like too out of the ordinary, man. I took a couple of vacations with the family. Got to it, of course, on the training aspect of it. But I feel like the vacations and just being able to take some downtime to take a step back and breathe and reflect on season and look forward to the new season was much needed, though, for sure.
Hey, Bradley, can you, like, when you go with the family and you kind of step out, can you really just shut it down mentally, check out, and not think football, or is it always in the back of your mind?
Honestly, I could shut down and check out. Like, it's like probably February and March. End of February, beginning of March, I kind of completely shut down. Don't think about it. Don't even think about a play call or anything that happened during the season. And then as soon as I like kind of get back into really ramping it up, then I start being more football specific on how I'm working out and what I'm working on. And so then it starts to come creep back into your mind at that point. But for a good month, though, I'm locked in with just the family, just everything else going on in life.
Makes sense to me, right? Like, you want your body to recover, but you want your mind to recover too. Bradley Chubb
Exactly. Joining
us. So Denver traded you to Miami on November 1st. I'm curious, what was your initial reaction to that trade? And then what was it like to learn a new defense and build new relationships in the middle of a season?
My reaction to the trade at first was, you know, a little sad, you know, because you want to be with the team that drafted you. For as long as you play, you want to do things there. You want to win Super Bowls there. You want to do all that stuff there. So when I realized my time there was cut short of all that, it kind of hit me like, man, it doesn't last forever. You know what I mean? You got to take advantage of every opportunity you get. And that was one that kind of, I feel like I still had some left in the tank, but it's all good because I ended up getting, like you said, traded to Miami and, just the players off rip, man, were just, very welcoming, very, loving, caring, everything you need from your teammates. And learning the defense was kind of hard at first, you know, because you used to playing the defense for 3-4 years at a time, and you kind of know the ins and outs of that defense, and then having to pick up and learn whole new vocabulary, whole new terminology, whole new scheme and everything. It was a little hard, but like I said, with the help of my teammates, man, it was easier to pick up.
You know, it's a really honest response. I would imagine also it does help, and it makes it a little bit easier when you find an organization that wants you so badly, right? I mean, you're not there very long
right.
before you realize, hey, now, they not only want me, they want to build around me, and they're going to offer me a big, fat contract, $110 million. You know, when you find out that that's how much they want you, all of a sudden does that feel like, you know what, it's going to be fine. This is where I do want to be.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, because it's like, okay, they obviously want me here. They obviously want, like you said, want to build around me here. So, you don't get every opportunity for your whole life. You know what I mean? So you just got to make sure you make the most out of each opportunity. And this was an opportunity that presented itself tenfold. And I'm just excited to be here now.
Yeah, business is funny, right? Because things start to come around. Like, being in Miami means you're also reunited with a guy who I think is an incredible defensive coach in former Broncos head coach Vic Fangio. What was it like to play for him initially? And from, you know, a football standpoint, a player standpoint, what makes this guy so special, so different?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say initially, man, it was just different, man, because he was a head coach. He had to control the whole team. Yeah, we still had the defensive scheme. Yeah, we still had defensive meetings with him, but he was in charge of the whole team. So, like, that player-coach relationship was probably a little different, or, you know what I mean? It wasn't how it is now. And now he's a DC. It's kind of like a refreshing start for him and me. And, man, we get to just, like you said, see how great he is as a coordinator when he's simply just focusing on straight defense and all the playmakers and guys we had in our defensive room. It's just going to be special, man. I'm excited to get back with him, man, and like you said, he's one of the best football minds out here, so just being able to pick his brain and see where he's at, see where you're at, it goes a long way.
Hey, Bradley, how much of his greatness is about scheme and his football mind, and then how much of it is just personally? Like that guy will get into you now, but in a fair way, right? Just to hold you accountable. So how much of it is about scheme, and how much of it is about his personality?
I'd say about 50-50, you know, because the scheme, you put us in the right position to make the plays. And like you said, he doesn't even yell at you. He doesn't even get into you like nothing crazy, but it's just that. That tone he has, and you know what he expects. So when he tells you something, you listen. Everybody listens, and he'll call you out in front of the whole defense, just so everybody is on the same page on what you got to be doing. So like that part right there pushes you, it holds you accountable with your teammates, with him, and with yourself. So it just allows, like I said, everybody to be on that same page, everybody to play fast, and understand that we need all 11 on that field. It's not just a one man show. All 11 is going to make the thing go.
Bradley Chubb is joining us. All right, so you mentioned that he was head coach. He's now at D.C. As long as we're talking about head coaches, I think Mike McDaniel, to me, is like one of the most fascinating dudes in the league. And I say that, Bradley, as somebody who's never even spoken to this dude, and I'm completely fascinated by the guy. What's he like to play for? And then generally, what's he like as a dude?
He's dope to play for, man. It's just funny because all the things you see on social media and stuff like that is – it's just, that's just him, you know what I mean? He's just a dude. Like, we joke and say his team meetings are just an hour long of him speaking what's on his mind. It might not make the most sense, but you know what I'm saying? You're going to get everything that's on his mind at that day, that time. So, he's one of the, like I said, the best dudes out there, man. He cares for the players, man. He wants to make sure that each opportunity you're on the field, you're getting the most out of it. He doesn't like wasted reps. He doesn't like wasted days. And that culture and that mindset goes, it trickles down from the top guy to the last guy, and everybody's on that same page. And you love to play for dudes like that who just keep it real with you, who don't sugarcoat anything and leave everything out there to how it is, and not to be guessing or how does this guy feel about me or how is this. You know, you expected the greatness every day, and that's what you expect. So it's dope.
Bradley, I've never met a guy, I've never met an athlete. I've done this a long, long time. I've never met an athlete who didn't just say, hey, man, no matter what, I can take bad news. I don't want bad news, man, but just be real. Just be straight. Just shoot me straight. Just be real, and I can handle that. But when you have a young guy like that, how much better is it that he's not that old school guy that's just beating dudes into the ground? Does it help keep things fresh and upbeat and fast, and does that help?
Yeah, 100%, man. Like I said, like you just never know what to expect from him. You know, you never know if he's feeling good that day. He might throw you a bone as a team, or you might go out there and work probably the hardest you ever worked in the seat, in the heat, in the sun, and all that. So he keeps it fresh, keeps it lively around. Got different sayings and stuff each and every week. It's dope just to see how he commands a room and how he everybody goes out there and just plays for him.
Talking to Bradley Chubb for a few more moments. Bradley, what about Tua? He's coming off a really challenging season due to his concussion issues. He's been back on the field in OTAs. How does he look to you right now? How does he seem?
He looks great to me right now, man. Not going to lie to you. He seems high-spirited like he always is when I first got here. Like I said, he's one of those people that just a great guy to be around. So you hope the best for him in everything he does and stuff like that. So I feel like he's looking good, feeling good. So I'm expecting him to have a big year this year. I'm excited for him.
Hey, let me ask you this. Like, you're taught from a very early age, availability is your best ability, but, you know, like, grind it out. Concussions are different, man. That's not what that is. That's why there's a protocol in place. Every player is going to have to ultimately weigh the risks and the rewards of playing such a violent sport, right? Everybody's going to make their own decision. I know it's for everybody. If it were you and you were dealing with something like that, how would you process it? How would you go about making that decision of whether or not to play?
I was processing about just getting around my family, man, praying about it, trusting the doctors who do this for a living, and just making sure I get 4, 5, 6 opinions on it. You know what I'm saying? Just making sure that I'm gonna be good no matter what happens. And yeah, it's hard. Yeah, one doctor might say one thing, one might say another thing. It's probably just getting the best overall synopsis from everybody. And like I said, praying on it, keeping the people you have close to you, respecting their opinions about it, and at the end of the day, knowing how you feel yourself, like being confident with everything that you got going on and understanding how serious it is. And so, like I said, you just got to make that decision through a lot of things, man. So I feel like he made that decision. He's pushing whatever he needs to do and focusing all his energy on being the best quarterback for us. So I'm right there behind them 100%.
I get that. Bradley Chubb joining us. So before you go, the AFC East, that's a different deal now, right? You've got the Bills, who you played in the postseason last year. The Jets had Aaron Rodgers. You got plenty trying to throw dirt on Bill Belichick and the Pats, but the guy does have six rings. How would you compare life in the AFC East to the way it was when you were in the AFC West?
To be honest, man, like kind of preseason expectations from this year and last year, it's honestly the same, man. We got Russell Wilson, and then the Raiders got Devontae Adams, and like a lot of playmakers were coming into the division. So like that preseason hype, all that, it kind of feels the same, man. Everybody's excited, everybody's running around, but we want to make sure that we're the last team playing at the end of the season and holding up that trophy. So all the stuff, preseason stuff, doesn't matter right now, man, with the names and stuff. But it's cool just to have that competition and understanding that if we want to do, like you said, hold the trophy up at the end of the year, then we got to take care of business in the East first.
Hey, Bradley, one last topic. You're part of the sports scene in South Florida now. How hyped are you on the Miami Heat? And do you think they're going to finish the Celtics tonight?
Man, not even just the Heat. The Panthers, too, man. They both playing out of their minds right now.
You are right, dude.
Yeah, it's dope down here in South Florida when it comes to sports. But yeah, I think the Heat close out tonight, man. I'm a big fan of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I like the way they play the game, but the way the Heat playing, man, they playing inspired basketball, man. So I'm excited to see them battle it out for Game 4 tonight.
Hey, really quickly, as a high-level athlete, you're right. You mentioned Brown and Tatum. Look, these guys, I'm going to argue, the Celtics are more talented. They just are. On paper, they're more talented. But, man, the culture and the toughness of the Heat. Have you ever seen a team in any sport that had better culture than the Miami Heat have?
Nah, I haven't, man. The way Jimmy Butler's out there playing, the way he's got those guys around him inspired, the way Coach Spoelstra coaches, you know what I mean? It's dope to see all that come together and they counted them out. You know what I'm saying? They were in the play-in tournament. They were eighth seed, but they still fighting on it and all that. So I'm wishing them the best, man. I'm excited for it.
And a win away. The Dolphins open up the year against the Chargers on September 10th. Bradley Chubb coming off a big year. He had 8 sacks last year, but that was last year. This year's coming up now. Bradley, great to have you back on the show. It's been a minute. Good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good one.
Appreciate you. You too. Have a great one. Bradley Chubb.